It is 8:35 a.m. and you are listening to A Public Affair on Monday, April 11. Welcome to Storytellers of Color, our show that airs every second Monday of the month as part of A Public Affair on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. My name is Rosanna Longobetter, and today's guest is Elisa Garcia, who has music in her heart, dance in her veins, and art in her eyes. What better way to describe you, Elisa? It is so fantastic to have you here today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so good. And, you know, we have been trying to get you in studio for a long time, but it has not been easy because of the pandemic.
Right.
So I just want to say, yay, we have you here finally.
I know, it's been forever. I feel like everything's through Zoom, and I'm actually here at the studio today. It's amazing.
It feels really good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sounding really good, and you have your guitar with you today that is accompanying you, and I'm so, so happy. We have done interviews via Zoom for Pasa La Voz. We have done interviews with you playing music, and the last interview that I did for Pasa La Voz, I even was able to play one of the songs that you offer for a beautiful man, singer and artist, musician, a ruiseñor, like I like to call him, that passed.
Oh, sí, José Alberto, sí.
José
sí.
Alberto left us, and he left a big, big hole. And I was able to play in Pasa La Voz your music, and that's how connected you are with our community. So I just want to bring the power of music here today so that we can have this beautiful conversation with you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You were born in Uruguay. How did your origins influence your music?
Well, very much so, because I left Uruguay when I was 8 years old with my family to come here to Colorado. But when I started getting into music, you know, more as a career, I found that I went straight back to my roots. You know, I started writing music, and the songs that I would write would come out in Spanish. They would have this more of a Latin flavor to the songs, and I almost surprised myself, really. So it was a way for me to reconnect with my roots in Uruguay, but also throughout, you know, Latin America, because we as Latinos migrate and we all come together here, so there's a mix of cultures that, you know, I pick up on, not just Uruguay but a lot of Latin America.
Elisa plays in a trio who has been really busy these past weeks, bringing diverse audiences music from Cuban boleros to Mexican huapangos to Argentinian sambas and Uruguayan candombe. And you have been busy. So it will be super beautiful to take us on a ride through this music that you play, because it really brings, like you're saying, all of our genres together, and and you're able, you know, it's very unique that you're able to move from a tango to a cumbia to a salsa to a huapango to, yeah. You know, a samba and a candombe. It's so unique. So if you can speak about that, because you're bringing this music, but you're also bringing it to diverse audiences, it's almost like you're tailoring to the different audiences, the diverse people that live here.
Yeah, Latin American folklore is really my love, and I grew up listening to tangos. I grew up listening to Mercedes Sosa, to all the folklore down in Argentina, Uruguay, Chile, Atahualpa Yupanqui, Alfredo Zitarrosa from Uruguay. And so that has a great influence in what I like to play. But then I also, you know, my husband is from Mexico. And even before I met him, I just fell in love with the music and culture there. It's so rich. There's so much. So I love huapangos from Mexico. El son jarocho. I don't play son jarocho, but I love listening to it. And then, so yeah, I started mixing, you know, some boleros, some music from Mexico, a little bit from Venezuela, and just all the folklore. Yeah, I switch around.
You know, based on your anthropology studies at CU Boulder, because it was really interesting to me to, you know, see that you study anthropology at the university. That was like,
I did.
Wow. So based on these studies that you did, how do you see these art forms, dance and music, impact how communities get built?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the core of culture, you know. I studied in particularly Latin American societies, Latin American culture, whether that's through politics or through cultures like, you know, the way that they are built through dance, through music, through food. Yeah, that was, again, it was a way for me to reconnect with my roots by studying anthropology. And then I just took it a little step farther and went into music itself.
You just brought the food. I think that it is important to bring also the food aspect because it really complements the art forms. I always, you know, I'm always thinking part of these storytellers of color is also to bring, you know, musicians and producers, but also I need to bring a chef. That's for sure. I cannot miss that one.
Well, you have Leo, my husband. He's a musician and a chef. Amazing at both. I don't know how, but he is. So yeah, he would be great.
Yeah, and he's part of your trio. So if That's you can right. also talk about this trio that you have put together that is going around playing. Because
yeah.
you have put out a few beautiful things lately.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have, obviously my husband, Leo Munoz Corona, on percussion and backup vocals. And also Victor Mestas, pianist from Venezuela, teacher at CU through Latin jazz music school there. I mean, I'm just surrounded by amazing musicians. So yeah, we come together to put on Latin American folklore. We were recently at the Longmont Museum and we were joined by violinist Jeff Schuler. So, and I'm hoping this will become a quartet, actually, more than a trio. Yeah, we have a show May 8th for Mother's Day at Raices Brewing in Denver, which will be the trio for sure. I'm wanting to get Jeff on board to do a quartet there as well. But that's going to be a show from 4 to 6 p.m. Mother's Day, kind of chill at Raices.
That sounds really, really nice. I just want to remind our listeners that they are listening to Storytellers of Color as part of a public affair. And we are chatting today with local musician Elisa Garcia, who wrote her own songs and co-founded the Pan-American band New Mundo long ago. And she released her first CD titled Our Song. And I'm bringing that today because I would like, since you're holding the beautiful guitar here in our studios, to give us a song this morning, a song that you love playing.
Yeah, sure. So this is one of the first songs that I wrote called Mar, which means ocean in Spanish. And it was done with that band U Mundo. It's a four-piece band, did all original music inspired by these Latin American rhythms. So this is Mar.
Mar, como sigo creyendo en ti. Mar, tu horizonte no es tu fin. Mar, simplemente llevándome a mi mar, hasta el fondo del mar. Tus olas me buscan para jugar, tus rocas escuchan mi llanto disfrazada, tu fuerza en tu calma, tu vida que quita la mía y mi alma. Tus olas me buscan para jugar, tus rocas escuchan mi llanto disfrazada, tu fuerza en tu calma, tu vida que quita la mía y mi alma. Mar, ¿cómo sigo creyendo en ti? Mar, tu horizonte no es tu fin. Mar, simplemente llevándome a mi mar, hasta el fondo del mar. Tus olas me buscan para jugar, tus rocas escuchan mi llanto disfrazada, tu fuerza en tu calma, tu vida que quita la mía y mi alma. Tus olas me buscan para jugar, tus rocas escuchan mi llanto disfrazada, tu fuerza en tu calma, tu vida que quita la mía y mi alma. Mar, como sigo creyendo en ti. Mar, tu horizonte no es tu fin. Mar, simplemente llevándome a mi mar, hasta el fondo del mar.
Bravísimo, Elisa García. Playing this morning, Mar, Ocean, for you guys. What a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank
what
you.
What beautiful music you play. Elisa, back in 2013 to 2016, you live in Singapore, and you collaborated with musicians from various countries of Latin America. And you also learned to sing in Portuguese. And I have listened to you, and it is incredible that you go from one to the other one. And what is also outstanding is that you learn Portuguese by singing. So
yeah.
The power of song, you know, and how is it that we can embrace other languages?
Definitely. I mean, it helps that I speak Spanish, and it was very close to me. It's very easy to understand, mostly. But yeah, I fell in love with Brazilian music a long time ago, and here in Boulder, actually, was where I started picking up on it again, because there's a great band here named Jinga, There's, you know, Dexter Payne does his quartet. There's so much Brazilian music here, and I just fell in love with it. And I try to incorporate a little bit of Brazilian music in what I do, and also in a slight connection to that fado, which is a Portuguese music from Portugal. So it's different than what you hear in Brazil, but it's also in Portuguese, and I love fado as well.
Oh, I would love to have you the whole hour so that you can play more music for us, because really music is the universal language and is something that you really unite us all. That's for sure. Which places that you end up exploring and pursuing all these rhythms really touch you in a way that you have a memory that brings you back all the time? You know, that moment that you said, music is what I want to keep on doing.
Well, it feels like I came around full circle, because when I was little, since I was tiny, since I could move, I've been dancing around my room, singing, you know, nonstop. I would just be in my room dancing and singing all the time. And if there was a camera around, I'd go in front of the camera and jump. And so it took me, you know, the 20 plus years of my life to kind of circle back to that and say, oh, I want to dance and sing. It was like finding my inner child again.
And with the dance and your inner child, I have to mention your beautiful daughter, Camila, that when you are dancing around, she also joins the floor and then she's dancing nonstop. You also bring dance to your repertoire, and you not only use it to enjoy, but you're also using it now as a therapeutic way of helping others. If you can speak about that.
Yeah, that's right. I was lucky to find this program called Dance for Parkinson's. It's offered by Third Law Dance and Theater. They're a well-known dance company here, and have incorporated this program that came from New York for people with Parkinson's and other mobility issues. So we have classes all throughout the week. With them, it's free. It's open to the public, which I think is great. And we have a nice community there already with, you know, people that have Parkinson's. Some don't. They just really love to have the slow movement for their bodies. And it's great. We incorporate dance. All, you know, there's different teachers and each has their own style. I come from a more Latin background, so I do some salsa, cha-cha-cha, bachatas, you know, but I also do some belly dance or some just, you know, kind of more freestyle, modern style. We start sitting, we end up standing for those that would like. It's really open for anybody, whether you have mobility issues or not, but it is geared to that, for kind of a slow moving class.
There's also another opportunity for people to dance with you on Saturdays, from what I'm seeing, Saturdays afternoons in this month of April. So if you can tell us about that.
Yeah, we have up in Lyons, the Lyons Regional Library. They're putting together this program in the month of April, every Saturday at 4. We have, again, free dance classes. We just had one this last Saturday, which was the basics of salsa dance. The next one this Saturday will be cha-cha-cha, and the following will be bachata. And the very last Saturday of this month is going to be a big fiesta from 4 to 6 up there in Lyons Library. And we're going to have the Colorado Mambo Orchestra come and play, which, I mean, it's amazing. We have Raul Murciano from Miami, from one of the founders of Miami Sound Machine, which is, you know, the Gloria Estefan's band. He's here now. He founded the Colorado Mambo Orchestra, and they're coming up to Lyons for an absolutely free show.
It's amazing. I am a little afraid that we are telling it out today in these Storytellers of Color because it's going to get packed really fast. I have my last question for you, and is this one. What do you think of music as a medium of communication that transcends multiple languages, cultures, nationalities, and even politics in such a divided and polarized environment that we live in these days?
Yeah, I think it's very important. Art has always been, you know, music, dance, art, all of this has always been really important to mark who we are through the good and the bad. And I think it definitely brings people together, whether you're mourning or whether you're celebrating. It's connecting us. And I mean, we see it, you know, just in Ukraine, what's happening there. We see the musicians out on the streets playing just to say, hey, there's life here. You know, we're human. There's beauty in this bit amidst this chaos. You know, there's dancers doing the same thing. So yeah, art, dance, music, theater, all of that has always been kind of what pulls us through all of this life.
Yeah, I think it is the universal language. And it's the universal language of peace and love.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is there something else that you would like to say to our listeners this morning?
No, I don't think so. I mean, just thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. And I hope you can reach out if you like what you hear. Come hear the trio sometime, and you can find more on my website. It's monaelisa.com, like the Mona Lisa but with an E-L-I-S-A, monaelisa.com. So you can hear more of what I do there.
monaelisa.com. That sounds really fantastic. Thank you again, Elisa Garcia, for joining us for our Storytellers of Color, a collaborative series inspired by Journals of Color and Latinx Voices Group, with an open invitation to other storytellers of color to come into our airwaves to tell their stories and to occupy the safe space we provide every second Monday of the month here in your community radio. I have been your host, Rosanna Longo-Better. Stay tuned for a counterspin followed by an eclectic morning of sound alternative. And I just want you to close it by giving us a little bit of that beautiful guitar music that you have. Thank you so much for coming to the studios.
Como sei, vivo poema cantado de fado que eu inventei a falar. Não posso dar-me, mas ponho a alma a cantar y las almas saben escucharme. Chorai, chorai, poetas do meu país, troncos da mesma raiz da vida que nos juntou. E se vocês não estivessem a meu lado, então não havia fado, nem fadistas como eu sou.
Elisa Garcia. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Here we go again. Thank you.
Thank you.